Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is the Serbian endurance beast, the successful YouTuber with his channel Back to the Basics. I'm really looking forward to this interview with Uroš Aške.
Thank you for having me here, man.
I practiced like a few times now to pronounce the name right. I hope it was okay.
Perfect. Better than Serbians.
Your full second name was Ašković, right?
Yes, exactly. Correct.
Okay. For the people who are interested in. But in general, to the people who don't know you, who are you? What do you do?
So, okay. As you said, my name is Uroš, nickname Aške. I'm a calisthenics workout athlete. That's the main subject today. Yeah. So workout. My field is the endurance, and that's the something that I'm working 99% of my time, and the rest 1% is something like explosive moves. But yeah, endurance, man.
Wow. And which is really interesting, because I'm happy that your arms fit into the camera because they are huge. And this is also a lot of questions we received about your muscle mass, not the lightweight athlete. How tall and heavy are you?
So, yeah, I'm 179 mm-hmm. with 75 kilograms.
Oh, OK.
Maybe the past 10 years, I'm always around 75 kilograms, sometimes 73 or sometimes 76, but never more, never less.
Okay.
Yeah, people are always confused, man. You have, they always telling me that I'm, 85, I don't know, but
yeah,
I think that's because that's that muscle mass.
I also as expected something around 85, even 87. But do you know the circumference of your biceps?
I think it's around 41.
41.
42 maybe. The right side is bigger for 1 centimeter. So I think it's 42 here and 41 here.
Wow. Okay. Great. Yeah. Let's give the people a little bit of perspective, how strong you are, and to talk about some max reps numbers. What is your max rep pull-up, muscle-up, and push-ups?
Okay, so believe me or not, I have never done, max pull-ups until I'm dead, man. But the most pull-ups I did in one set without letting the bar was 63. And I had a little bit of strength inside me to perform, a couple more reps. But this summer, I decided to shoot a video with my max reps of pull-ups. Mm-hmm. So believe me, myself, I don't know. So for dips, it's around 60, 65, maybe a little bit more, on the summer when the form is on the maximum. Mm-hmm. As for push-ups, I never done more than 120, the fast push-ups. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe I can do more now, but I didn't test myself. And I did a few tests with one rep max. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing the strength and something like that. I'm most of the time on my endurance training, but my dip max was 105. One rep, and pull-up max is 75. I almost did with 80, but 75 is
okay.
I did 110 with squat. So,
that's not bad. Good. Nice. What surprised me was that your pull-ups number was so close to your dips numbers. Are you in general like more stronger in pull movements?
Yes. I'm much stronger in when I'm doing pulling stuff, mm-hmm. because maybe 70% of my training is something with pull-ups or different grips or Australian pull-ups or something like that.
Okay.
So that's the reason, I think. Yeah.
Is it because you just enjoy the training more, or is it because your genetics, your body reacts better to it? Why is it?
I think it's mix of that, but I'm enjoying it the most when I'm pulling. So that's one of the reasons, but probably there is also genetics or I don't know, maybe something third, but yeah, I'm most happy when I'm doing pull-ups. So
right.
It's okay. Push-ups okay, man. But pulling is life.
That's a cool quote. I'm most happy when I'm doing pull-ups. I like it.
I know the feeling.
Awesome. Muscle-ups. That's the exercise that we skipped. Max reps muscle-ups. Did you try it?
My max with muscle-ups was 25. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the 60-70% was okay. And after that, you know, I started doing with my knees. Mm-hmm. But yes, that was my max. I did that two and a half years. I didn't test it last year or this year. So I have plans about muscle-ups for this year.
Okay.
Big plans.
Nice. Sounds good. Let's go back to the time where you started with working out. Tell us more how you got into touch with calisthenics. How was your workout beginning in general? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long story. You know, I made a video on my channel. The subject was my transformations, my transformation over years, and it's 1 hour video. So yeah, I will try to be short.
We have time.
It all started, you know, 10 years ago when I didn't work out at all. You know, I was playing football or something like that with the guys in the neighborhood. And when I was in the school, our teacher asked us to, you know, do push-ups for a grade. So I think there was 10 push-ups for a score 2, that's the lowest score, and 25 push-ups for score 5, and that's the highest. Mm-hmm. So I did 10 push-ups, but the form was disaster. You know, I was struggling so bad, and that day I came back home and I was so pissed off for myself, and I decided, you know, I will start with the push-ups. Every day, 4 or 5 sets, maybe 3 reps. I was so weak back in the days. And I was doing that maybe 1 whole year, only push-ups. And I improved my push-ups to, I think, 20 push-ups in one set. I did 3 or 4 sets with 20, and I was so happy, you know. And next year, you know, I decided to improve my workouts with something new, and that was pull-ups. And of course, I was weak with pull-ups. Back then, 1 pull-up was my max.
Wow.
So I started performing pull-ups, and, you know, everything is history. But yeah, school was a big motivation for me. You know, I was so disappointed in myself because, you know, a man that cannot do 10 push-ups, that's really bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. It's nice to hear that, many athletes are like motivated through YouTube videos. They see Hannibal Fokking, they see Zef Zaccavelli, these are the people who inspire. But it's nice that school had, at least in this thing, like a positive impact, on your sports career and gave you the motivation. What was the thing that motivated you the most? Was it, that you were like weaker than other people? Was it just that you were like focused on yourself, on your grades? Did you like, what was the motivation behind?
So my grades most of the time were perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. All math, you know, my language, everything was perfect, but that was not the motivation, you know. The story when I did 10 push-ups was something that started everything. So the biggest motivation was that I was weak. I like sports all my life, but when I looked myself into the mirror, you know, and knowing that I cannot do more than 10 push-ups, you know, So that started everything. And we didn't have a YouTube 10 years ago here. I mean, our internet connection was so slow, man. like I don't know how to explain, but opening one picture was infinity. So we didn't have a YouTube. I heard from the other guys about Hannibal or mm-hmm. Bar Brothers or Beast Mode Crew, mm-hmm. Zef Zaccavelli, you know, and the other legends. But that was not the bigger part of motivation, you know. The thing that motivated me later was that myself, that I was improving day by day. So I was happy, you know, I set the goal, I achieved that goal, and after mm-hmm. that I set a new one and a new one. Even today I'm doing the same thing.
So it's really rep numbers that like pushing limits that motivates you, or was it the physique? What's the main motivation or the goal behind?
Definitely the rep number. Mm-hmm. Physique, you know, physique is always there, you know, mm-hmm. for most of calisthenics guys, physique is there. So you cannot run away from physique, but the rep number is the main, that's the goal.
Okay. What was the hardest set that you did until today? Like, what was the set that you needed the most energy for?
Wow, tough question. I did one hard set back a few days. I put that on YouTube yesterday. So that was a set that Sergio De Pasquale did. It's mm-hmm. the 100 pull-ups and 200 push-ups under 5 minutes. So that was hell of a set. So I also did the Vadim, the mental set, and both of his hardest sets ever. Mm-hmm. I think that was the name. Mm-hmm. I also did the God set for Zef, but you know, that was hard, of course, but. Mm-hmm. Those kind of sets when you're not letting the bar, because I think my grip is not the, you know, the strongest part mm-hmm, when I'm okay. pulling up. So, but I love the sets when I'm not letting the bar, and that sets are, I think, the most harder for me.
Okay. So when you say like, because somebody asked about your opinion about the Max True 100 muscle ups without letting the bar go, this would be like hard for you, like because of the grip, or what would be the main difficulty?
Grip, only grip. But I will definitely try that. Maybe this summer, I think, for sure. I also love the muscle ups and the pull ups. So why not?
True.
Challenge accepted.
Awesome. Let's go into your typical week. How does your workout schedule look like? How do you work out during the week?
Okay, so my week starts, I have six workouts during the week. I have four upper body workouts and two lower body workouts. As for upper body, I'm doing, I'll give you a quick example, maybe mm-hmm. first day, I'm doing the max pull-ups, four sets. And after that, I'm doing every minute something for a push, you know, maybe a superset dips and push-ups. And after that, maybe some triceps extensions or bicep curls on rings. I'm not touching the weights. And abs, of course. Every workout, after every workout, the abs. And maybe the second day of the week, that's something like the pyramids, maybe 1 to 15 or 1 to 16, mix of pull-up, dip, and push-up. Of course, abs. And Wednesday is the day for the legs. You know, these days I'm doing legs with the weights, but mm-hmm. Maybe on the squat, 50 or 60 kilograms, I'm trying to do as much reps as I can with the lowest rest. So mm-hmm. maybe 10 sets with 10 reps, but the rest is 15-20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth day of the week is some kind of circles with supersets, you know, combination of pull-ups most of the time, and of course there is something for push. And Friday is every minute of the minute, three sets, every set 10 minutes, and Saturday legs. Sunday is rest.
Awesome. Okay, so two lower leg, lower body days, four upper body days. Focus is really on the upper body. Like I think like 2 days of lower body. Does it feel a lot for you or not a lot?
That's fine. I mean, maybe even one lower body workout is fine for me because I'm not chasing the physique in my lower body. You know, most of the comments I received about my legs is, you know, start working out your legs, you know, you look ridiculous, you look silly, whatever. But if I start, you know, working out my legs more harder, probably I will gain more mass in my legs, and that will decrease the pull-up, you know, max reps, and all of the other sets will be, you know, much harder than they are now.
True.
So
is lower body like just to stay healthy and fit and to increase the overall endurance, or?
I think maybe 50-50, maybe 50% is to, you know, to increase endurance over legs. That's why I'm doing, you know, the low weights, high reps, and the other 50% is, you know, just to stay healthy, you know.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of abs, I heard, in your week.
Believe me, every workout, at least 25 minutes or 30 minutes, different combos for abdominal muscles. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because, you know, I want to have, you know, the strong abdomen, and of course the second thing is about aesthetics.
Okay. Do you think like abs or a strong core is important for pull-ups, muscle-ups, the basics?
Yes, I think the abs, one of the most important part of the basics, whatever we do, man, reps or statics or freestyle or whatever, we need to have strong abs and a strong lower back.
Okay.
That's very important, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, as I said, we received a lot of questions about your physique. People really not only admire you for the crazy sets and the reps that you do, which is already from another planet, in my opinion, but really also the physique. We received a lot of questions. How is it possible to build muscle mass with calisthenics? How is it possible to have arms like this only with body weight? Can you maybe tell us more about your physique? Is it genetics? Is it your special training approach? What is it?
I think it's possible to build, you know, good muscle mass only with calisthenics. So I'm proof. So most of my friends that work out with me are also proof, you know. So there is not, you know, some kind of secrets or whatever, you know. There is also my picture on Instagram, you know, before and after I was working out. And, you know, I was just a regular guy, you know, with skinny hands, a little belly, you know. But, you know, if I talk about my nutrition, I was never a guy that, you know, decided to put everything on paper, you know, today I'm eating, I don't know, 500 grams of chicken, or to calculate everything. You know, my goal was to eat healthy, to eat healthy food, organic food, you know, from my village, you know, countryside. And I never calculated the calories or something like that. And yes, I was constant, you know, 10 years, I didn't have some kind of break, you know, like I wanted to, you know, decide that to give up a little bit about training. No, 10 years, you know, except, you know, a few things when I was on my university and I needed to study for my exams. Maybe that was the, you know, situation when I, you know, put workouts on the second place. But for 10 years, I think that's the secret, you know. You cannot expect the results in maybe one first, second, or third year of your workout, but after that, everything will be better.
Okay, so if somebody asks you, Uroš, how do I get like your arms? How is it possible to build such a physique? Your answer is just patience, consistency, good food.
Of course. Yes, that's three main reasons. You know, I helped a lot of people. You know, they were non-believers because, you know, the internet is full of how can I say that nicely? Full of, you know, stupid texts about, you know, if you want to look bigger, you need to go to only gym, you need to, you know, use something that's not allowed, you know. Mm-hmm. And people believe that, you know, and always the beginners, mostly beginners want to go with shortcuts, you know. They want the shorter way, they want to have a good abs for summer, they want to have a good arms, you know, for their shirt and everything. But you need to start slowly, you know. You need to start something smart, you know. Just be patient, and everything will be there.
Wow, yeah, it's always like it really. Everybody's like, this is our generation, I think, looking for shortcuts in everything. Like it starts with video games to look for cheat codes as a child. And then they want to do the same thing with workout a few years later. It's as you said, and you're the living proof. In these 10 years, did you train in the gym as well? Or is it something that you never did or like just for fun a few times? I don't know. How is your how is it called, mindset through towards the gym?
I have nothing against gym or mm-hmm. bodybuilders. Every winter I'm in the gym because, you know, outside it's cold, but I'm not doing the weights, only calisthenics. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that are bodybuilding, that loves gyms, and even they don't like street workout, but I understand that, man. Every man for himself, if you know. So, yeah. I mean, I never did gym workouts, only for my legs. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason when I do. I mean, I did, you know, I touched the weights for just posing, you know, just to mm-hmm. take a picture or whatever. But, you know, I have no reason to pick up weights. So
you say you have no reason to pick up weights. Like, can you explain this deeper? Do you think like a body weight, is it more fun to you? Is it more effective? Is it more healthy? Is it everything?
Yeah, I think it's more fun, you know, when you're doing calisthenics because you have a lot of options. And the main reason is you are working outside, man. Mm-hmm. Fresh air, you know, the sounds of nature. That's something, you know, you cannot explain. I mean, and that's the first reason. Second reason, you can do a lot of stuff, a lot of sets and reps and crazy combos, you know, with the body weight. I mean, when we put everything together, the reps, the static, the freestyle, whoa, that's the really, really big area of working out, man. I mean, there is always to pick something for calisthenics. So as I said, I mean, gym is fine, but my goal is different from the gym, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cannot build this good endurance for a bar in gym. So I think that will not be productive for me. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever had the temptation to switch to statics or like to some other workout forms or freestyle, even like dynamics?
I have a little bit back in the years. I wanted to learn the planche, mm-hmm. and I did straddle planche, and I was maybe 3 or 4 seconds hold mm-hmm. straddle planche, but and I was so happy. I made a few pictures. I made a few pictures in the straddle planche and a few videos, but. And about freestyle, you know, even earlier, I tried to perform 360, and because my surface, where I work out, surface is the concrete, so mm-hmm. it was a little bit danger for you know, to spin around. So soon after that, I didn't try. But after the straddle planche, I felt like pains in my wrist, and you mm-hmm. know. My shoulders, and so that was a sign for me, man, you're not for statics. Just do certain reps, man, and shut up. So I even today I mean I love to do handstands. That's not even static, that's mm-hmm. that's part of everything.
True.
Yeah, only the handstands. I can do a front lever, yes. Mm-hmm. Front lever is safe and cool. and I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because these are the two static moves that, like, every time people ask for. Yeah, can he do a straddle planche, or what are his goals with the straddle planche and front yeah. lever? These are the two messages moves. So yeah, front lever. You have the basic power, I guess, through the pulling, because you need like the strong upper back, but also all your core work. So front lever should yes. be an exercise for you that's easy to maintain, I guess, right?
Yes. I never work out only, you know, like today I will practice front lever. No. one day, you know, I decided to do front lever, man, and I did front lever. I didn't had workouts, you know, mm-hmm. teaching myself to do front lever, because you said that strong upper body, you know, strong abdominal area. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something you need to have if you want to do a front lever.
Okay. So if somebody asks you, yeah, can you tell me how to learn the front lever? What would be your advice from your standpoint now? You're not a statics athlete, but from your standpoint right now.
First, figure out the basics, you know. Mm-hmm. You need to complete basics. You need to improve pull-ups. You need to improve dips. You need to improve push-ups, you know. And when you feel comfortable doing, I don't know, maybe few sets, at least 10 reps for pull-ups, you can start thinking about something with statics, because you know by yourself, you know, and those moves are not are dangerous if we are weak, you know. Mm-hmm. For the guys that are doing that over is that's piece of cake, but for beginner, first. Complete basics, you know, also strong abdominal, and after that you can do something like frog stance, you know, you can use a rubber, you can you know, some things that will help you to do that, you know, one leg front lever or straddle front lever. Mm-hmm. And but basics first, always whatever we do, basics first.
Okay. What are the exercise for abs that you would recommend, like in general, not only for front lever, but in general, what are the exercise that you do in every training or that you recommend to every athlete?
I'm doing a mix of different variations of sit-ups and the plank, mm-hmm. you know, the classic basic plank and one side plank, you know, the hold and reps for plank and for sit-ups, you know, sometimes I'm counting, and sometimes I'm, you know, just putting my stopwatch, you know, and just doing that 2 minutes or more. Also the crunches, you know, and set same like this previous too. So that's of course, I forgot to say that the every ab workout when we are holding the bar, you know, like leg raises, knee raises, toes to the bar, and vipers, and yeah, I think that's it. not easy, you know, when doing it on the bar, but I think the best results are when we are doing ab workouts on the bar.
Okay. The power of basics for me is that I can say now, yeah, Uroš, can you perform a human flag for me? And you can just do it without practicing it. Is it like this? Like, can you do a human flag like this?
I haven't done human flag for years.
Okay.
but for years, man. I will try this summer, you know. I said to myself, I will try this summer, but I think maybe, you know, a few days jumping on the bar, I will complete that.
Okay. Because like for me, there are a few exercises that if you have like a really, really good basic strength, stable tendons, stable joints, and like you do the good numbers of pull-ups, dips, muscle-ups, push-ups, you can do human flag, or you can do back lever. These are the exercises that I think like you don't have to train for specifically, that just come if you are like
with a strong body. Yeah.
Yeah. True. So
I think the same. Yeah.
Your opinion on weighted reps, like weighted workout, where does it help you? Why do you use it? Tell us more about weighted calisthenics.
Okay, so my best friend is doing weighted calisthenics. Even when we speak right now, I think he's on his workout. So yeah, I think weighted calisthenics can be good for some part of the workouts, but I think they're not, you know, like for the people that wants to build and to stay on the endurance and maybe for explosive workouts, they're also not good. I'm talking about the, you know, the not like lower weights, you know, like how can I say that, man? If we put 10 kilograms on pull up or muscle up, that's fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But when we use 60 kilograms for pull up, you know, for a few sets, I think that's bad for endurance. So that's fine for people who want to build strength, you know, who want to build one rep max, you know, who want to compete in those categories. But for me and the people that have same goals, that it's not, you know, that they can choose because it's for strength, man.
True. And this is really interesting because it really slows down your endurance, right?
Exactly.
Which is quite interesting, because if you tell this to a normal person, he would think, oh, maybe it brings some new, like some new power. It improves, but it's really, it has something to do with the muscle fibers, or why is that?
Well, I think you're when we're doing, you know, a weighted calisthenics, of course, our body wants to build more muscle for, you know, incoming sets and reps, because our body knows that next workout will be harder than previous. You know, we will put 100 kilograms on deep, and we need more muscle, we need more power for that. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we are doing for a longer time, a few sets with one or two reps, our body is getting used to that. So our reps in endurance will go down. But the funny fact is that for people that work endurance, and when you decide that you want to test one rep max, you will have a good strength, you know. I can use myself, for example, because recently I did dip with 110 kilograms. I never work out the strength, you know, but I have strength to do that kind of dip, which is, you know, impressive for myself. Also the pull up with 75 kilograms, and you know, squat with 110, and I did a dip with 105, sorry, my bad. And for, you know, like for guys that do work strength, you know, their endurance is going down, but for guys that doing endurance, strength will be always there, you know. So maybe the main reason body want more mass, you know, to maintain those kind of workouts, and that slows you down.
Interesting. Already heard that in other interviews, I think, with Saibov. It was also the same topic, that like power from endurance transfers to one rep max, but not other way around.
Yes.
I think it was him. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, interesting topic, definitely.
Yes,
yeah, true. Try it. A question that was asked a few times is about steroids, and people asked. Yeah, I had to smile a little bit when I read these questions. Which steroids do you take? Do you take steroids? Like they asked a lot of questions. So, like your general answer to these kind of questions, because I think you will receive them as well. I won't be the only one receiving them. So yeah, tell us more.
Yo, man, I have a full pharmacy over here, man. I can show you, man. but I think we can connect that with the story about shortcuts and people those kinds of people that are telling me I'm using steroids, they didn't work out even more than 1 or 2 year or 3 year, but they never had, you know, like serious workouts and the healthy nutrition. And when they look their self in the mirror, when they read some comments, you know, of course they will say you use steroids because they never tried something like that, you know, and they never ask you, hey man, how long you work out, you know, there is 10 years, man, of workouts. And all of the stuff with nutrition, you know, and my, you know, day life shorts, you know, I had to do a lot of stuff, you know, when I was on the studies, you know, my private work and everything else, man. But, you know, when you have a strong mindset, you don't need anything, you know. I mean, the steroids are, I mean, I cannot, you know, approve those kinds of things. Only, you know, only the bodybuilders that are going to, I don't know, Olympics. I mean, okay, you can use it. I mean, you all look like that, but that's something I will never approve. And my theory is only the hard work, like number one, and the second thing is good and healthy nutrition. Don't blow your head, you know, with the numbers. Just eat healthy and work out hard, work out smart, and be patient, you know. The patience is that's the big thing.
True.
I think the most athletes you had interview, I mean, most of them are 5+ years of experience, so
yeah.
They have the same story, you know. Just be patient, man.
May I ask, how do you feel when you get asked this kind of question? Is it like
compliment?
Yeah, compliment. You see it as a compliment. Yeah.
Yes, man. Because they are telling me that I did something that they think it's impossible. So that's like a medal, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, okay. Yeah, because of, like, and, yeah.
For every person that don't believe, but, you know, want to learn, I'm there to help. I'll give them advice. I'll show them workout routine. You know, I will tell them my story. And I think after that, they will start believing it's possible. It's not easy, but it's possible.
True. Well, okay. Thanks for being open to this question.
No problem.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and you see, like, there were at least like five, two, seven, eight, and people are thinking about this. So it's
full,
cool. Man.
It's full, full of those kind of messages.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, let's go to nutrition. What you already said, organic food, food from the region. You don't count calories, but you try to eat healthy in general. Is there some general nutrition advice that you want to add for the listeners?
Yes. So the main goal is to start eating healthy. You know, you need to trash all of the junk foods. I mean, not at once, but, you know, slowly, you know, day by day, month by month, you can mm-hmm. decrease the amount of bad food, I could say. And that will be good for our health, for our performance, you know, and for everything, because, you know, we all know what they put in junk foods and something like that. But you don't have to waste your money or on something or on supplements. The last year, I mean, I'm using the whey protein, but that's the story with my sponsors. It's not important. But I think the main advice, just eat healthy, just eat organic. I mean, there is villages are around us, you know, people are selling, you know, fresh milk, you know, cheese and eggs and chickens and mm-hmm. cow milk, whatever. I mean, that's the reason I think my nutrition is that I don't have to count calories, you know. I know what I eat, I know how good that food is. So that's the all about food, you know. And but I'm always telling people, man, workout like number one, you know, like fitness instructors or personal trainers don't agree with me and my channel, because every time we say guys, like, workout number one, second is the food, man. Mm-hmm. They don't agree with that, you know. But because why some of the people start working calisthenics, because they don't have money for gym, you know. Mm-hmm. So they go to the calisthenic park and start doing some pull-up and push-ups. They also don't have money for food, for a good food, you know. Mm-hmm. They can eat basic stuff, and that's the reason why we're telling them, just start workout, man, and everything will come in place.
True. Do you do cheat days? I don't know, once in a month, once in a year, whatever.
Yeah, man, I have maybe few times in a month, and even every day I think I take some kind of cookie or something mm-hmm. with the sugar. That's fine by me, because I'm not counting calories and okay. I'm working out hard.
Sure. And for you, like, the majority of food has to be good, but if there are like a few things in between, a few like cookies or one cheat meal per 2 weeks, I don't know, that's okay for you?
That's okay, man. You okay. can go to the, you know, like, junk food chains and you can eat everything from the menu.
Okay. Yeah, what are your next goals? In this interview, you talked a lot about this summer. I am already hyped for this summer because you announced so many things this summer. But what are the goals that you are working on right now?
Okay, my goals are going for pooling, of course. First, I saw that there was a Guinness World Record, I think, the most muscle ups in 1 hour. I think, I'm not really sure, but I think the record is 238 in 1 hour, mm-hmm. something like that, you know. And I will go first for that. Mm-hmm. First, I'll try how many muscle ups I can do in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And after that, I will chase the Guinness. And I will chase also for a pull-ups. And I'm done with the max pull-ups in 1 hour, man. Mm-hmm. I think I'll never do that, because after that, man, 10 days, I was like a zombie. So I think I will chase something that lasts shorter, like some crazy sets, something that is with Guinness records. I mean, the muscle ups are fine. I never tried to beat the Guinness World Record in muscle ups, so I will try to beat it, that in 1 hour, but pull ups, no. And I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds.
Yeah, man, I saw Max Truhe have a lot of the records with the muscle ups. So
pay attention, Max, if you're listening to this. Somebody's coming for you.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Do you do also workout in rings, or are you like specialized on the bar?
No, rings. Only the bar. You
know? Okay.
I can do rings for fun, but never working out on the rings.
Okay. Just the biceps curls.
Yeah, only that. Yes. Only that. I think, the best bicep workout you can do, man.
True. And the last question for this big part of the interview, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I see myself as a person that will change a lot of people's minds, you know, to put them away from the bad side of the streets and put them on the good side of the streets. That's something I'm doing even right now with my friend on our YouTube channel. You know, we are trying to teach people how to work out, how to improve their body, how to improve their mind. So I want to improve whole that story. You know, I'm building my brand that can improve people's bodies and mindsets. You know, you can see the logo over there. So I think probably something like that. But who knows, man? I'm also, you know, like a mechanical engineer, so maybe I also love that part of my life. Maybe I will, you know, do some mix of these two things.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'm here to help, man.
Sounds really great. Good luck for that. And we are coming to the quick questions, quick answers at the end of the interview. Pizza or burger?
A burger.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog, man. Always dog.
Do you have one?
No, but I will.
Nice. Do you have a favorite location for holidays?
Whoa, man. I have a lot of Portugal, St. Petersburg, maybe Rome. There is so many cities, man.
True. Okay. But do you prefer the cold or the warm?
Warm.
Warm. Okay. Same here.
Most of the time, man.
Do you have any athletes that inspire you for your workouts or for your goals?
I have a lot of them. I will start with the legends like Zef, Beast Mode, Hannibal, and of course there are also Bar Brothers and the modern athletes like, how can I say now, Max, Saibov, Vitali, Vadim. I mean, there is a lot of them, you know. I'm watching all of them.
Nice.
But they are huge inspiration to me.
That's great. Do you have a hate exercise and a nightmare exercise, an exercise that you hate when you have to train it or when you have to do it?
I have the most hate. I have max pull-ups in 1 hour.
Okay.
The most hate. That's.
But why was it so bad?
Because, you know, like I was feeling so bad after that, you know, my hands were shaking next 3 or 4 days, you know, and, you know, like my whole arms were like, they're not mine, you know, so
what?
I didn't work out the next 7 to 10 days, you know, I was just, you know, relaxing, in my bed, you know, and that's something I hate about those kinds of sets, you know. Mm-hmm. And the preparation was, I think, 10 to 12 months, and every workout was every minute on the minute, man. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, disaster, man.
Yeah.
So I think, I'm pretty sure, never again.
Well, I feel that this is a misconception or a mistake that a lot of people do. I can just speak for myself in this point. During the week, when I have to work a lot, I don't always make like the big training. So I often like only do 30 minutes every minute on a minute workouts. But on the weekends when I've got time, I do like big workouts. And after these, I'm like sore for 3-4 days and I can't really work out. And this is something that I see on other athletes as well, that they don't get the regular workouts in. But when they work out really hard and then they are so sore that they can't work out for a long time. Is this a mistake that you see a lot?
Yes. But if we plan our workout smart, there is no way for some big sore or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that's something I felt after 1 hour max pull-ups. Mm-hmm. I was sore, you know, 7 to 10 days, and I didn't, you know, work out because of that. But yeah, I see that a lot of time in the gym, you know, come do all of the exercises in one workout, and next 2 days he's not showing up, and the third day he came, man, I have pain in all my body.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the mistake. Yes.
So in a normal workout, at how many percent are you working out? Are you like performing at 80% or is it only 60%?
Except Monday, I'm working out on my maybe 70%. Mm-hmm. Only on the Mondays I'm doing, you know, max pull-ups. So I think that's at maybe 95% of power.
Because your last YouTube video where you did the 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups in 4 minutes, 42 seconds, this was 100%, right?
Yes. I gave all of myself.
So it was just before for the YouTube video in a normal...
For YouTube. And that was all for that day. Mm-hmm. I didn't work out after that, so that's all.
And I bet you still felt sore the day after, right?
Yes, the day after was... I was sorry. But I did that on Saturday, and lucky stuff is that on Sunday is the rest day. So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was perfect timing.
Awesome. So your recommendation to somebody wanting to improve in endurance, I forgot to ask this question during the interview. Your main advice to somebody wanting to improve the strength endurance, what is it like? How many percent does he have to work out during a normal workout? What else do you want to say?
Most of the time you're not giving your max, you're keeping that for big moments. Mm-hmm. And we need to change our workouts. Like mistake is if we do, you know, like regular workouts, like 5 sets 10 reps pull-ups, 5 sets 10 reps dips, whatever, we need to put some pyramids, to put some supersets, some every minute of minute, but everything in its time. So first start with some basics like the pyramid, 1 to 5 and back to 1, and in the time we can improve that to 7, 10, 15, whatever. And the main thing is that chase as much reps as you can with the lower rest. That's the whole thing about endurance, you know, just try to improve reps, max reps, and after that, you know, just watch for a rest. Rest needs to be short, you know, because when we are doing something for endurance, we don't have that luxury and that we can, you know, rest for a longer time period.
Makes sense. Yeah, coming back to the quick questions, do you have a favorite book that you want to recommend?
It's ungrateful to, you know, pick up one book to, you know, but I mean, people can start. I love history, man, you know, so I'm enjoying reading something about from Roman time, and there is a lot of books, you know, that you can calm your mind, you know, and learn more what happened in the past, you know. And why I also love that period is in that time there was a lot of great imperators and the great generals that made some smart moves, and we can learn from that. Mm-hmm. So my advice is, you know, like, pick up some history book and learn something, and I think that can help us a lot.
When you say this, I have to, I don't know, do you know the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, I think?
No, I don't know that book, but I'll write it down.
I think you will love it, because it's just about moments from history, from Rome, from, I don't know, Napoleon, whoever, like from big people in the past, and what we can learn from them, like universal laws of power. But I think you will like it. But I'll send it to you after the interview, and also yes, for the
that's
people.
Good, that's good.
For the people,
I prepared my pen to write down the name, but you can send that to me later. Yes.
Yes, and it's also, the link is in the description, so people are not curious and then they don't find it. Do you have a favorite calisthenics event that you've visited?
Well, my goal before this crisis with the, you know, everything, mm-hmm. was to, you know, attend to a international competitions, you know, outside of Serbia, but you know what happened, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, you know, to compete in the Europe, wherever, what place, it doesn't matter, you know. I will try to give my best, you know, because I was all around the Serbia, and I think I'm ready to move on.
Great.
Maybe some World Cups. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. And a really difficult question. Okay, if you have to decide for the rest of your life to decide between pull-ups and dips, you are only allowed to do one exercise for the rest of your life, what exercise would you take? But I already know the answer.
You know, man. Pull-ups.
Yeah. Okay, that is
dips, man.
Yeah. Then it's not difficult. Okay. And the last question, do you have a message for the calisthenics community? Do you have a message for the people listening to this?
Okay, guys, it's not easy. It never will be easy. And people will always, you know, try to play with you that you cannot achieve anything. You cannot, you know, improve your body, that you will not be able to improve your mind. But with patience, consistency, you know, and the hard work, you will, you know, succeed. You will improve everything you want, and you will become a better person. So you just need to believe in yourself. You need to put everything you have in your workouts, in your daily routine, in your school. You need to, you know, spend the quality time with the quality people around you. So I think you can achieve your goals, you know. Just be patient and work hard on it, and you will complete it. Simple as that. Simple.
Simple, but not easy, but simple. Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. How can people find you? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay. They can get in touch with me with Instagram. It's I will spell it URROS_ASKE, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that was good. Yes,
it was perfect.
So yeah, you can contact me there. You know, I will be more than happy to give you some advice, you know, or whatever you ask. And also, you can find me and my friend on our YouTube channel. It's Back to the Basics. Or you can just put my nickname in your search, and my video will jump on. So we have a lot of, you know, good advices on the channel for beginners, for more advanced athletes. You can find pretty much everything there, for workouts, nutrition, whatever you want, lifestyle. You can contact us there and we will be more than happy to help.
Awesome. And you also, I think, you also offer some kind of workout plan, coaching. Don't let me say it wrong, but yeah, for the people who are more interested in that, can you tell us more about it?
Yes. We offer workout plans and nutrition plans. Mm-hmm. We do not offer online coaching. We are making the calisthenic workouts plans. So every person is individual. So we are making the plan when we look into the data of that person, you know, like age and goals and what he can do, what he cannot do, whatever. And every plan is for himself. So we are making the calisthenic plans. Also, we are making the gym plans because we know a lot of about the gym. So also a nutrition plan and all info you can find out. Just send us a message on Instagram or you can find us on our YouTube channel.
Awesome. All the links will be down in the description, whether you listen to this on YouTube or on the podcast. Everywhere you will find the links to Uroš Instagram and YouTube. And yeah, we're coming to an end. Thanks everyone for listening to this till the end. Uroš, you can finish the episode and have the last words afterwards. First of all, I want to say thank you a lot for your time, that you took the time to take this interview and to share so much of your advice. It was really a pleasure to get to know you better and to learn about your workout advice, your nutrition, and to also have this small motivational speech at the end. It was really nice. So, thanks a lot for that. And also thanks a lot for everybody listening to this till the end. It's been, again, a longer interview, which you always enjoy. And I hope you can take a lot of value from it. And don't forget to give it a thumbs up if it helped you, if you stayed through the whole episode. And Uroš, you have the last words. I'm saying goodbye and thank you.
Okay, Filip, thank you for this interview. I hope we can talk again after some new records, you know, after this summer. And thank you all the viewers, you know, that are here till the end. So keep up with your workout, eat healthy, man, and everything will be fine.